GOB 59. Go ahead, make my day. I was lying in bed counting diving gannets. When you get to my age, sleep is like a birding tour. Every day you go to bed late, get up early, and there are usually a couple of toilet breaks along the way. I got to musing about rubbish birds and stonkers. I think these terms define the sport of twitching. A rubbish bird can be virtually anything if you see enough of them, like starlings and wood pigeons, house sparrows and herring gulls. In the US, grackles and red-winged blackbirds, mockingbirds and meadowlarks can fit the bill. But they would be stonkers if they turned up in the UK. A house crow that bores in Haryana would be a stonker in Staffordshire. For twitchers, a glimpsed lesser short-toed lark is a crippling view. But to most birders, they're an LBJ. Good to have seen, but you wouldn't need to level the bins at one for several hours. 5 minutes sorting out the ID features might be a good investment, but only the first 30 seconds or so will get the pulse racing, and then only if it's a lifer. Let's say a juvenile common rosefinch turns up around the corner. Yes, you'd go to see it, but would you set aside the whole day, or just turn up for a 5 minute gander and make a nice bold tick on the county list? After all, it's merely a wing bar and pink fringe black beak away from being a corn bunting. If you don't twitch, which would you rather see? A kingfisher or a Richard's pipit? It seems to me that those twitchers who can swear to the latter are sportsmen and women, not budding birders. They may switch to Odonata and Coleoptera once they've got out of new birds to see, becoming a bugger to satisfy their hunting urge. On the other hand, if you're a birder who's been building a list, then that kingfisher will stop you in your stride every time, and your bins will stay glued to it until it flies, and the Richard's pipit will be a good find or a nice tick, not the object of hours of adoration. What makes a bird make your day? There's some common ground, I think, but I suspect that our sinews strain for different species. I've never yet met a birder who could just peek perfunctorily at a woodpecker. Owls and peregrines always demand your full attention. But we'll also have a special craving, favourite birds that quicken the blood and force our physogs into a grin. One swallow may not make a summer, but one swift does. The first one I see makes me turn the calendar to summer, and the last one leaving saddens me. Every screech past my study window makes me follow their twists and turns of these absolute aerial masters. Long-tailed tits charm us, all of us. And it's easier to see why redstarts delight with their smart and colourful clothes. But blackcaps and lesser whitethroats, muted though they are, thrill me too. You may share the warm glow that a singing song thrush engenders, and all Brits love robins, but it's their plaintive winter song that will be one of my desert island discs. I'm willing to bet that I'm alone with my pick of the day makers. I've spent more binocular hours with this bird than any other. After everything I've just said about the drab dullards that get twitched, I have to swallow hard and humbly when I say that dunnocks do it for me. Their plumage is so subtle that it's unappreciated, all wonderfully cryptic patterns in semitones. I've seen their song described as weak and scratchy, but for me, it's like a deep but simple Mozart motif, gracing my one good ear as I potter among my patio pots.